Buzzcast, 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 Buzzcast. Hello and welcome to the PDC 05 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is the first of the 10-day countdown to PDC, T-minus 10 business days until PDC 05. Today I'm here with Mike Berner and Harry Pearson, who are involved in the PDC Architecture Symposium being held on Friday, September 16th. And Harry and Mike are going to tell you why you just can't miss the Architecture Symposium and what you need to do if you want to attend.
Well, Michael, the basic goal of the Architecture Symposium is to put all that technology in context. You come to the PDC and you hear all about the new technologies that are coming, and really it can make your head spin. There are all of these things that seem like major changes. So what we're going to do on Friday, on the last day of the PDC, is to show you how all of that new technology fits into the best practices that we all know and that we've all used in the past. That there really is a coherent solution architecture that we're working with, this thing that we call connected systems, and all of these new technologies accrue to that architecture, and they'll fit right in when they're ready to the solutions that you can be building today.
So Harry, what are connected systems and how does it fit in with what Mike was just talking about?
Well, so connected systems is a architectural pattern, I guess, if you will, that we've been talking about here with architecture strategy over the course of the last few months. Really, we started talking about a lot at TechEd. And really, what it comes down to is that if you start connecting systems together, obviously, you know, one of the primary things that we talked about at PDC 03 was Indigo, now Windows Communication Foundation. And the ability to connect systems together is obviously a very important one. But one of the things that we're finding is we do projects with customers and internal projects and prototyping and this kind of efforts, is that these types of systems, once you start connecting them together, have a lot more requirements rather than just thinking about how you connect them together. Connection is probably the first problem you have to solve, and maybe even one of the toughest when you start thinking about multiple vendors and multiple platforms and multiple products. But there's a lot of other things you have to consider after you get past connecting the systems together.
Yeah, global business is really changing. We're really starting to see a lot of our customers want to create solutions that orchestrate the entire value chain, that really tie together systems, not just, you know, heterogeneous systems in their own environment, but bring the customer into the value chain, bring the vendors into the value chain, really communicate across all of the different players. And that means that you have to cross a lot of boundaries. That means you're sending a lot of SOAP messages. And so the technologies and the architectures that we're working with are focused on the ability to orchestrate these value chains across those boundaries, to understand how communication works, to understand how access control works, to understand how the context that is necessary in order to act on the value chain can be transferred from one organization to another so that everybody can work more effectively together.
And also the ability to manage these systems, right? It's difficult enough to manage existing systems that are relatively siloed, but as you start connecting systems together across, not only inside your organization, but across organizational boundaries, being able to manage and to operate those kind of systems becomes extremely difficult, right? How are you going to manage these large-scale systems when they're so interconnected? And a failure over here can lead to an error over there. And how do you find out where that connection lives? That becomes a very difficult aspect that's also very sort of core to the idea of connected systems.
So our symposium is going to take an end-to-end look at a system like this. It's going to start from the early phase of what it means to model a connected system, then look at what the planning is in order to build a project. We'll look at the iterative development process, and then face some of the hurdles that everybody runs into whenever they're trying to build something that is this big and this interconnected and that brings together so many different kinds of technology, both from, you know, a wide variety of vendors, including Microsoft, but also in-house technologies. So we'll take a complete life cycle view of what it means to build, to deploy, to learn from a running system, and then to build the next iteration so that you can build systems like this that are going to gracefully accept new technologies as they become available.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike and Harry. And I'm looking forward to the Architecture Symposium, Friday, September 16th at PDC05. And that's it for this Buzzcast. I'll see you in Los Angeles.